Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life, coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com, and I'm coming to you today to give you some words of encouragement. And I just want to say that there is absolutely nothing wrong with your body. When we struggle with our weight, and I know when I used to struggle with my weight, I was really quick to place the blame and resentment and frustration onto my body. Now, at first, this actually wasn't that obvious though. I was dieting and I was really stuck in that cycle of I need to lose weight and then I'll feel better. I'll feel better when I lose weight. Once I lose weight, I will feel better. But in the meantime, I'm going to be frustrated. And that frustration leads to the thoughts of how am I going to solve this problem? Oh, that's right. I'm going to go on a diet. And I want you to see that that's actually the cycle that chronic dieters are in. And that's what I want to help you come out of. Because I was really on the surface level. It took me a bit of time to realize how much energetic blocks I had with my weight. And part of that was the blame, resentment, and the frustration I placed onto my body. And these energies can be very subtle. They might not be noticeable to you until you begin to do the work. So it's such a heavy burden. When you say, I just feel so heavy, I want to lose weight. What you need to understand is those heavy feelings actually come before the weight. And emotions themselves can feel heavy. And so the emotions of blame, resentment, shame, frustration, feelings of discomfort in your body. So when you feel fat is not really a feeling. It's actually fat is when you say I feel fat, you're actually saying I feel uncomfortable in my body. And that feeling of discomfort in your body came before your weight issue. It's your weight issue is actually a manifestation of these emotions. And so it's totally fine. I just want you to, first of all, just go, it's totally fine. I've been there. I was frustrated. I was disappointed. And I was actually angry when I started doing this work and I came home from work one day and I tuned into the emotion and I was like, I'm really angry. I'm really angry about my weight struggles. And I'd be snappy towards people that I lived with, and I just didn't understand why. And it was because I just hated the feeling that I had in my body. I hated the relationship I had with food. I hated all of it. And I just didn't realize how disconnected I was. And I viewed my body as my enemy. Honestly, like not on a conscious level, but subconsciously, I felt as though I couldn't trust my body. And that's a huge thing. When people rely on dieting, what that tells me is that they're not trusting themselves. They're not trusting their body. And it erodes the connection with your body. It erodes the connection with yourself. And it's how do you expect to have a connection to your own intuition in regards to how to maintain your weight then? Right. And this is my intention is that I want you to be able to transmute this doubt into this strong intuition and trusting your judgments. I want you to transmute feeling powerless to feeling empowered. I want you to trust in the signals of your body, because when you are disconnected, you lose that ability to feel your body's signals. And what happens is we start to make decisions from our mind, and your body has so much intelligence and wisdom, but our conditioning and the way society sees weight loss causes us to diminish that connection to the hunger and fullness signals and this body wisdom. And that's what I have designed my courses to help you reconnect to this body wisdom. Because this erosion of trust, like, it actually extends way beyond just your relationship with your body. It also impacts your trust with others, because everything is a mirror of what's going on within us. Because everything's a mirror of the universe is just mirroring our beliefs, okay? Our inner thoughts and belief systems. And every relationship is a mirror. And so if we don't have that full trust with our body, it can also impact our trust in others. And maybe specifically it's manifesting through you becoming really confused about support or advice being offered by others to do with your weight. Perhaps you feel judged or misunderstood by others. Perhaps you just feel like, because weight issues usually relate to around fear of being seen and worrying about what other people think of you, constantly worrying that people are judging you, and just a feeling of deep, deep loneliness even sometimes. I know that's what it was for me, and there's many layers to that. But it can just, when you don't address the core emotions and you just continue to ignore that and instead diet, you're just can further isolate yourself into this struggle. And I don't want that for you. Because ultimately, blaming your body and not addressing these emotions for your weight struggles creates a cycle of negativity and self-doubt that can be difficult to break. For a lot of people, they are very deep, deep, deep into this conditioning, and the longer you leave it, the harder it is to break. And also, you want to have a quality of life. I'm so grateful that I did this work when I did, and now I'm free. I'm so free. I have so much freedom now to do other things and not have to worry about my weight or dieting. So that's what I want for you, because at the end of the day, the work is about coming out of, like I said, this cycle of negativity and self-doubt that surrounds the weight struggles. And I want you to work towards cultivating more self-compassion, understanding, and trust in yourself, but most importantly, trust in your body's inherent wisdom. Because that's truly, when you're connected to that, weight loss feels so much more natural and easy, and it's just a no-brainer that you're going to maintain it. Because when you diet, I've said this before in other episodes, dieting to me felt like a slingshot that I'm pulling back and I'm holding it back, and there's some days where I can't hold it and I just have to let go. And a lot of people have this narrative of, what if one day you just let go around food? And people have said that to me before. What if one day you let go? And I say, well, that would imply that I'm holding back. But there's energetically, I'm not holding anything back. And therefore, there's never going to be a situation where I let go. And that's really the key, is that you've been trying to lose weight from an energy of holding back. And you're always then going to have that back and forth swinging, because energy has to, it can't be lost. And so it's going to have that effect of swinging back, because you just can't sustain that energy. So you want to create a sustainable energy, and I show you a different way. And so that's why I maintain my weight easily, because I understand the frequency, I understand the energy, I understand that holding back only leads to letting go. So we want to change that paradigm altogether. So that's what I teach you, how to do that, because it's not just enough to say, okay, Barbara said, I've got to not hold myself back. It's, you've got to understand that these dynamics and these paradigms have sets of belief systems, sets of thoughts that I teach you in my course, Academy and Emerge. So we're going to help you shift through the main emotions that cause weight issues. These courses cover specific things like deprivation and lack of trust in the body, feelings of shame and discomfort. Okay, these create energetic blockages within us that cause our body to hold on to excess weight. So these are some of the emotions that we work through in the courses, okay? So I want to help you do that because you really need to have that trust in the body if you want a solid foundation to keep the weight off. Remember, my programs and my courses and my coaching are not just about weight loss. What's really important to understand is that the most important part of this work is that you keep the weight off and you eliminate the need to diet, because the dieting, the constant chronic dieting cycle is exhausting, and I don't want that for anyone. It, on a subconscious level, subliminally, what people don't usually notice is that dieting rules create anxiety with food. And this anxiety with food can cause symptoms in the body other than weight gain. They can also cause IBS and other autoimmune conditions. If we're looking at, you know, the work of Joe Dispenza and Dr. Bruce Lipton, this is really telling us that the cells of your body are listening to the thoughts, and the thoughts emanate a frequency that affect the cells in your body, okay? So that's why we've got to change these thoughts, change these emotions, so that you can manifest your highest level body, which is what I've done, and it's so wonderful. So really what we need to understand is that when we blame our bodies for our struggles, or we have a focus of believing that in order to shed the weight, we have to have lack and deprivation, and this will happen subconsciously when you're a chronic dieter, we send signals of unworthiness and lack to the universe. And the energetic vibration it is law, it is vibrational law, that the vibration will attract more of the same. And this is why people take so much action towards dieting, yet they perpetuate the cycle of the weight retention and the emotional distress. So what you're saying is, when I lose weight, I'll be happy. And I'm saying, well, how do you feel now about your weight? Do you feel happy about your weight now? And you might say, well, no, I'm frustrated. I'm like, okay, so now you're manifesting more situations to be frustrated about your weight. And so that's why I want to help you break that cycle by teaching you how to shift these emotions in my course, Emerge and Academy. And also with this bundle that I've put on sale, I actually have included my 3-day course, Manifest Weight Loss, as well, because I just really deeply want you to get this transformation underway. And I've also included my 13 most common weight loss blocks. I've discovered the 13 most common weight loss blocks, and I've created audios for them. So I've included subliminal audios, and I've included really meticulously planned out affirmations where they include a prayer to the universe. And we're not just spiritually bypassing here. These affirmations are really in depth, and they're very much focused on kind of similar to tapping, but in the form of an affirmation, because tapping's great, but sometimes I don't have time to go through that. But I like the when tapping takes you through feeling the emotion first and then through to the affirmation. So the affirmation and prayer meditation has that kind of a vibe to it, which is why I love them so much. They're so transformational. So I really want you to get started on this work. So that's why I've put everything on sale for you. So I really want you to get in there and start doing this work, because it's not enough to just listen to the podcast. I really want you to actually get into the how, okay? Because in the podcast, I really just teach you, I'm really just telling you why to do this work, but in the courses, I teach you how to do the work. Okay, so like I said, the energetic vibration will just attract more of the same. So when you ask yourself, how do I feel about my body now? How you feel on a subconscious level is what you're still manifesting. So that's going to be what we're changing in these beautiful self-study courses. So similarly, when we lack trust in our body's innate wisdom, we are disconnected from that intuitive guidance, okay? And we know that when it comes to manifesting our highest outcome, we've got to be connected to our intuition so that our bodies kind of guide the way and tell us. And that's really what made the difference with me losing 30 pounds once and for all, is I didn't abandon my body to get there. I didn't leave my body behind and say, I'm putting my trust in the diet and not listening to my body. I really built that strong connection that still serves me to this day, 10 years later. Because this distrust can also lead to overeating, it can lead to undereating, and all these issues can cause issues, further health issues, and it can cause metabolism issues, and it just further exacerbates the struggle with the weight, okay? So feelings of shame and discomfort in your body create an energetic stagnation, which prevent you from really moving forward in this weight issue, okay? So that's why I really want to help you with this, because what I see is every single person who comes to me is viewing their bodies subconsciously through the lens of judgment and criticism and blame. I don't like my body. I just want to change my body. And it's really just this thing of when we don't love our bodies, it's like, well, it's your body's the vessel that you're in. Like it's this meat suit is something you want to really love, not judge and criticize it and not make it conditional. I'll love you when you lose weight, that type of thing. Okay. The beautiful truth is we have the power. We have the power to release the emotional burdens and reclaim our vitality, okay? That's what I want you to do. So through my bundle, which has my courses Academy, Emerge, my 3-day manifest weight loss, I offer the tools and the practices to help you shift these emotions, releasing the weight that no longer serves you. And like I said, you also get my Believe You Can Release the Weight affirmations and subliminal audios, which has tons of so much. This bundle has so much reprogramming content. I have bonuses in the Academy with extra resources you can turn to. I've got meditations you can do. I've got the affirmation subliminal audio package. Subconscious reprogramming happens through verbal repetition. And that's why I've created so much content here for you, because I want you to be able to keep doing that verbal repetition. That's what I want for you. Because it's really through this mindful awareness combined with self-compassion and the eating psychology work that I provide in these courses that we can release these feelings of discomfort, shame, deprivation, and blame, and learn to cultivate and embody the emotions that lead to manifesting weight loss. Like I said in other episodes, if you know that scarcity leads to scarcity of money and abundance leads to abundance of money, with weight issue, it's really deprivation and shame lead to weight issues. And there's emotions that I teach you to cultivate in Emerge that are a vibrational match to your ideal weight. Okay. So we really want to build that trust in your body's innate wisdom. We want to release the shame and discomfort in the body. We want to do all of that. So I'm going to help you do that through my self-study courses. I really want you to know that this transformation is totally possible for you. Okay. But you've got to commit to this. Are you ready to commit? Are you ready to do the work? Get started with my self-study bundle to release the weight of emotional baggage so you can emerge lighter, freer, and more radiant than ever before. So this, like I said, this is a life-changing bundle. It's designed to guide you on a profound journey towards weight release and inner transformation. It includes subliminal affirmation audio tracks. Like I said, they're meticulously crafted to address the common subconscious weight loss blocks that keep us tethered to old patterns and beliefs. So they're just so, so wonderful. You're going to love them. So I can't wait for you to get started. If you want to head on over to nodietbabe.com/bundle and the link will be in the show notes. It's only on sale for a limited time at full price. This life-changing bundle, each course individually, when you purchase them separately, you'll pay $2,800. But for literally just a day or a few days, I'm offering purchase these courses separately, you'll pay $2,800. You can literally pay $444 and get started and start transforming on just complete thought, belief, emotion, vibrational levels. Like I said, weight manifestation is really going, okay, I feel uncomfortable in my body. So this feeling is going to create more circumstances that I attract into my life that create more ways in which I will feel uncomfortable in my body. And you can't outdo frequency with action. Okay. You can't outdo frequency with action, which I talked about in the last episode. There's not enough action in the world that can make up for misaligned energy. You will not keep the weight off if you continue to harbor somatically and in your subconscious these feelings of shame with your body, body image issues, distrust for your body. If you continue to harbor this anxiety with food and the struggle and I feel stuck and these limiting beliefs and everything. Of course, there are some people who maintain a great weight, but they're dieting and they're miserable. I've coached many of them that you would say, wow, she looks amazing. But deep inside, they are miserable. They are struggling. They rely so much upon having to eat perfectly to maintain their weight and they stress and their weight fluctuates and it's horrible. And I don't want you to live like that. I really don't. So I really want you to take advantage of this limited time sale because remember, we're not going to change unless we do the work, unless we do the deep inner work and unless we invest in ourselves. We have to invest in ourselves to get that transformation. So also while we're here, I just want to extend an invitation to private coaching. Private coaching is such a wonderful experience with me. I've coached celebrity coaches, I've coached manifestation coaches, and I even have the author of The Secret movie and The Secret books. She's following me. And why is this? Because I'm a thought leader in weight loss manifestation. And so this is a unique opportunity to still get one-on-one time with me and such an amazing opportunity to actually get time in close proximity to me at a price point that's just not going to be available in the future. And it's currently on sale for this week only. So reach out to me if you want to work with me privately. So you have weekly sessions with me and Voxer support. And it's a very close-knit container. You'll feel very, very supported. I get testimonials constantly from my private clients. I literally have them reach out years later, still telling me how much that coaching package, which they've invested, you know, $8,888 in me, or $4,444 with me. Some have invested $12,000, and some have invested $20,000, and some have invested $5,000. There's different people have invested in different capacities, but they're all been coming back to me saying that's the best money I've ever spent. This is the best investment. You've completely changed my life. I have people coming back 2 years later, 3 years later. They've lost the weight. They're keeping the weight off. They're living so free from the shackles of dieting. Like this is this is such a powerful container, because I really intend that my clients, I manifest this, I manifest that my clients benefiting for years to come. And that's why it's such an amazing opportunity to work with me. And so, yeah, reach out to me on Instagram at nodietbabe. Send me a DM if you're ready. I have limited spots. And like I said, for the rest of this year, there's only a few spots left. So yeah, really hurry and sign up if you've been thinking about private coaching to help you with your emotions and beliefs and shifting your frequency around your weight to manifest permanent weight loss and let go of dieting for good, because we don't want that shit. We don't want to be dieting for the rest of our lives. Imagine being, you know, in your 90s and trying to put something into MyFitnessPal. Like, are you serious? I haven't used MyFitnessPal for years. I don't even look at calories in food. I don't even know. Yes, I had an awareness at some point and it was aligned for me to know that, but it was a completely different frequency to what most people carry. And honestly, like today in this, like for the last 10 years, it's just been, what do I feel like eating? What's, you know, what's going to nourish me? And most of the time, yeah, I end up craving. I'm like, oh, I'd love some veggies or this and that. Occasionally, yes, like of course I'm going to crave ice cream and chocolate, but so easy to portion control. And some people be like, oh my God, that's crazy. I could never do that. Yeah, cool. Neither could I. My mom was telling me the other day how she knew that I was hiding food packets underneath the bed. She knew that. She said, you know, I saw them. I saw all the food packets. I saw the Krispy Kreme dozen donut boxes. I saw all the chocolate packets. Like you weren't hiding them from me, but I had so much shame. And I would steal my housemate's food. I would just feel so out of control with my eating. I couldn't have any type of food in the house because I would just eat it. I had no self-control. And now I can have anything in the house and feel complete self-control. I have more self-control than Robbie. Robbie ends up eating all the chocolate in the house. And I'm like, why you do that? Like, you're eating all my stuff. Like, save it for me. So yeah, like you can literally just completely transform your life. And honestly, it's not just me. Shreya, one of my clients who's lost 12 pounds so far, she said to me, oh my God, I remember thinking you were crazy because I just did not think I could portion control. And now I'm actually doing it. And it's amazing. So it's not just me. It's honestly my clients. I have so many client testimonials now, so many happy clients that have lost weight. But not only that, they're just feeling at home in their bodies. They're no longer relying on dieting to maintain their weight. Imagine that. So I'd love for you to join my world. Come join me. Go to nodietbabe.com/bundle or go to Instagram at nodietbabe. Send me a DM. Like, let's get started. Let's do this shit. I'm so on board with helping you. You're going to feel so wonderfully supported. I can't wait to work with you. Okay, I will see you in the next episode. You guys, love you. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at nodietbabe or check out my website, nodietbabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.